Great talk, great moments on the BS Big Show.
Who the fuck took Benjamin Watson?
I did.
You
My first back, I'm going to go with James Mann.
Dave said he would join if you can send him the invite.
Okay.
Sidekick, rather.
You son of a bitch! You son, I'm flying down there right now. I'm slapping the Cajun out of you. You son of a fucking bitch!
Damn it, Jason! Mr. Fly! Why? What? You took somebody I wanted this round!
Excuse me, how many times have people have stolen my picks out of from me?
I don't really give a shit right now.
Welcome to the 2025 BS Big Show Fantasy Football Draft Special. And now your presenters for this evening, Chico Alexander, Jason Block, and Ian McClinn.
Oh, Sherry!
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. Jerry Jones, you senile old stupid motherfucker. Good Lord. This is the BS Big Show Draft Special. My name's Jason Block. That's Chico Alexander. And who do we have around the table here? Well, oh, look. We have pretty much everybody here.
We start with our version of Glenn Powell or Arnold Schwarzenegger, depending on which version of The Running Man you're watching.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
BRM, long time no see, buddy.
My legs hate me. Oh my gosh, 19 miles is pain, and I got to do 21 next week.
You know what? 20, baby steps, baby steps. You're not ready for max pain yet, or maybe you are. I don't know.
And oh my God, many auto drafters here. But of course, we have, of course, our stat boy from the NAWC, stat boy Josh Henniger. Welcome.
And current reigning and defending NAWC Fizzleweight champion.
You cooked
it, Jason.
You cooked the books. Just kidding.
No, I didn't. You just want to win forever and ever. Amen. I know you.
Oh, calling you out early. Speaking of getting called out, it's time for a guy who likes to call everybody out from the North Coast. The King of the North Coast, Mr. Ian McClinn. How you doing, buddy?
Sure. Hey. Oh, wait, it is? Wish granted, Timmy. Greetings from the North Coast. Happy draft day, everyone, and good luck to all fantasy owners this season and tonight in the draft as well. I'm not sure what else to say. Paul Allen could probably say it better, I guess.
I believe we have one other person, if he would unmute his mic. From the great city of Anaheim, California, the captain and the game show man himself, Mr. JVG, Joe Van Ginkle. You out there, sir?
Well, I guess he is not out there. Well, hopefully he'll unmute himself soon, but He's yeah, watching. He's just watching, sipping on his coffee, and enjoying the shit show. And it is.
And he's. And you know what he's really in. What he and Brian are really enjoying.
Yes, this trade that happened on what was it, Wednesday?
Here we go. It was Wednesday, not 12 hours after we finished our episode of the BS Big Show. I find out on my way to the gym, it was 5:00 Eastern time. Micah Parsons got traded to the Green Bay Packers. He's getting his $47 million a year, y'all.
Yeah, basically, he was traded, and the lawyer said, and this is how it happened in the meeting room. Micah Parsons' agent said, "We want this." Green Bay said, "Okay." And literally, you know, he signed, right? Grinding D's, you know, crossing T's, dotting I's. We're done. See ya.
Easy.
Goodbye.
And just turned to Jerry Jones and said, "That's me giving the middle finger."
Yes.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Hey, there's JVG.
Well.
All right,
man.
That's
a hell of a thing to come into, the line from Half-Baked.
Well, there's a reason. That was Micah Parsons going. That's what Micah Parsons said to the Cowboys, pretty much.
More or less. More
yeah, so the full details out of this. So we got the full details out of this. So Micah Parsons goes to Green Bay with a 4-year, $188 million extension with $136 guaranteed. In exchange, the Packers give up their 2026 first, their 2027 first, and nose tackle Kenny Clark.
They got fleeced, man.
Yeah.
And here's Jerry Jones up in here saying, I think this is gonna be good for the team. I think this is gonna be a net positive.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Yeah,
he's like, we need to stop the run. Talking about a guy who's coming off his statistically worst season in the league, who is 4 years older than Micah Parsons, which that brings up another point now, because essentially what Jerry Jones has done is recreate the Luka trade, but even worse.
Dude.
Jerry Jones doesn't want to win a championship. He just wants to fleece his fans out of their money. That's what
Nico Harrison says, watch me destroy a Dallas franchise. I was in one fell swoop. Jerry Jones said, hold my whiskey, and did this.
Yeah.
I mean, no, but seriously, this is really unbelievably stupid. Because remember, they overpaid for Dak, okay? They paid Dak 4 years at $60 million apiece, which is nuts, because he hasn't proved shit, okay? Micah Parsons, we talked about the statistics. He had like insane numbers for the 4 years he was with Dallas. Okay, they should have paid him, but no, they didn't. Okay, dumb, absolutely dumb.
Absolutely,
and he's not the only massive contract that Jerry paid out for with regards to Dak. He also paid CD 4 years, 136. He just paid earlier today. We got word that he's paying Deron Bland 4 years, 92. So it's like you're willing to pay people, but you're not willing to pay your single best defensive player. Oh, okay.
Now, has anybody seen that documentary on the Cowboys in the 90s?
No. I have not.
Oh, no, I haven't either. But it's just like, to me, this is just
The problem, I think, is that he's stuck there. Jerry Jones is stuck there. While the league is evolving around him, Jerry Jones is still playing with 90s mentality football in his mind.
Yeah, trying to recreate the Herschel Walker trade just won't work.
No, yeah. What I really think it is is that, and if you really want to analyze this, and I'm going to try and see this, we've got 5 minutes before the draft starts. I really believe that he cannot let go and let someone else be the general manager, because if the general manager is successful without him, he can't take the credit for it, because Jerry Jones is a narcissistic prick. He just is.
There you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
And you know what? There was going to be a moment where that was going to turn around and bite him in the ass. Welcome to the moment.
Well, no. We haven't reached the moment yet. The moment is Thursday. That's the moment.
No, you know what the moment is? September 28th. That's the moment. Yeah.
2 days after my birthday.
Right, and Micah Parsons is going to sack Dak Prescott 4 times on his own. Okay? Something like that.
Yep.
He's going to have a day.
He's going to have a day.
Have himself a night. That's what he's going to do.
He's going to do. I mean, and here's the thing. We're all ready to go. I mean, the season starts Thursday. We're going to do our prediction show on Tuesday. But this deal, I think, is one of the worst deals in NFL history. I really believe that. I really do.
I agree. Ooh. But we'll talk more about that on Thursday, because right now we're going to do a brief intro of this year in the Williams League, starting with the Madden division, where we have Carl Schneier and too many cooks of Canterlot. We have myself, Chico Alexander, with the Cape Fear Ham Fighters. We have the Conglomeration. Who is part of the conglomeration? Oh, that's that boy's team, the Conglomeration.
Yep.
I had to change it for this year.
Up till about 5 minutes ago, then I realized, oh wait, I didn't change over from year to year.
There you go. The American.
I'm just checking now.
JVG, the American Pinkie Pie Rangers. The Iowa 175ers out of Joe Rager. And the Manhattan Mustangs are also returning.
Firm.
Yes. And over in the Summerall division, we have Ian McClinn's Dimmsdale Dodos.
That explains why I imitated Timmy Turner at the start of the show.
Yep. JB's TS-12, The Life of a Football... What?
The Life of a Footballer. Okay. It's the whole Travis Kelce thing.
Yep. We have newcomer Tommy Zalewski with the freakiest football team ever.
Tommy Z! Sure.
We have the Linwood Scissor Runners.
Chris Palmer, by the way. Palmer. I love that.
Yep. Kenzie's back with her team. And finally... the OWCA agents from the reigning defending Williams League champion Stephen Ford. Rules are the same as they were last year, only we have 12 teams instead of the 16, but it should make for really good matchups right down the line. But right now, we are 100 seconds away from showtime. And the first pick on the block will be the block.
Yes, because last year's, and if you can play it for the last time.
Mm-hmm. I know. Where is it? It's not on that page. It's not on that page. Let me check. Actually working, because it's been a while.
We didn't win a game last year because I went for two young rookie quarterbacks. I went for two young rookie quarterbacks, and my players just did not do crap.
Well, look at it this way: you have the number one pick. You're guaranteed to win at least one game this year.
I hope so with this particular player. I'm not going to say whom just yet.
Yeah, but it's still pretty obvious that it is heavily weighted towards quarterbacks. So, yeah.
Hope someone has something ready with a little over 30 seconds left.
Yeah, I do. Trust me.
Excellent. Oh, yeah.
I do. I am ready. I have made my decision. And I'm picking a kicker. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's what you could do with your kicker.
Oh, everybody is here. Oh, wow. Except for Tommy.
Yep.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do this.
I am on the clock. Here we go.
Yep, I saw.
Yep.
You told me
that was
coming.
The right move.
That's what he was going to do.
There was one of like 4 or 5 good picks he could have made, and that's one of them.
And now Tommy Z, who is in absentia, he's going to end up with Jamar Chase, and I'm going to say, I love you, but you bastard.
Where is me? I'm like, I love you, but... That would not have been my first pick.
No, it would not have been, but we'll get there. Excuse me for a moment. I'll be right back.
Yep.
And, of course, as always, I got my Panera sandwiches, Faygo Red Pop, Mitchell's Sundae, and I also have what is called the Burst Point.
Burst Point!
Burst Point!
Burst Point!
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we know one of the Burst Points is the Cowboys' defense. We know that.
We know
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a dozen Krispy Kreme classic glazed donuts and Izzy's soft drink. And you know what they say? The number one rule of the Loser's Lounge couch. You can sleep on it. You can hog the cushions. But you do not hog the Krispy Kremes and Izzy soda.
Especially the Krispy Kremes.
Good.
Okay. Gentlemen?
Jamar Chase, out.
Gentlemen, I need to ask a little bit of a favor.
Yes.
Okay?
What up?
Okay. Oh. Here, and I mean this as a funny, you know, this is funny.
Oh. Not funny. Take one to Carl.
Okay. I need, in one of my picks, I need to pick a specific player. I don't know if he's going to be playing a lot. But I need to pick him for a specific sweepstakes and contest that Kraft is running. Okay.
Oh.
Bijan DeKenzie's team.
Bijan. Remember, yep. he had that whole correction thingy, and it's Bijan.
Bijan.
Yes. And by the way, Saquon is a great pick by too many cooks, by the way.
All right.
No, I just need to pick the tight end from Green Bay. His name is Kraft, I believe his name is.
JBG goes with Jahmyr Gibbs.
That so I'm good. One away from becoming or getting what I want. This is good news.
Ooh.
Oh, surprise. Changed it back to the Stone Pitbulls or no?
No. No, yeah. I'm not changing my name back, but I'm about to get exactly who I wanted.
I don't trust CMC.
I'm going to get who I wanted.
He's a glass tiger.
Yeah, I don't trust CMC. I don't want CD. What's your injury right now? Your hamstring.
Let me make sure.
All right, I'm going. Bit of a reach, but not really.
Yay!
Thank you.
Nine.
And ooh. Lamar Jackson goes to Stat Boys team.
Okay. Hey,
that's a good pick.
Excellent choice.
Hey. Tommy took one of mine. I'm going to take one of his.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
From Anaheim, California.
From Anaheim, California. That's right.
Yep. Joe Rager picks up Burrow.
Burrow. And.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and do this real quick. Yeah.
Mahomes goes to the Lindbergh Scissor Runners, and Well, he was my first pick last year, and he's my first pick again this year. Homer pick, Justin Jefferson.
No! No! That's not terrible!
It's terrible for me.
We're at the back-to-back.
I'm just having funsies.
Okay.
At least for right now.
Kenzie's up. Let's see who she picks.
It's actually Stephen Ford who's up. Let's see who he picks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Kenzie picked just my... I'll figure that one out later. Okay.
Josh Jacobs.
Now
he's That's got good. The back-to-back.
A Bama guy.
He's got the
Bama-lamb. And Derrick Henry.
Damn it.
Going for the running back core early. That's going to possibly bite him in the ass.
Well, very interesting indeed. Well, let's see. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with a quarterback here. Jaden Daniels.
Solid.
You bastard.
You.
All right, for Linwood. Malik Neighbors. Or should be Malik Hello Neighbor.
We'll find out today because it's time to meet the neighbors.
I don't know.
All right, where's Joe going this time?
The Funky Town. Oh, that's a mistake.
Yes.
Oh man, he's.
He may be a mistake. We don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. I said I was avoiding him for a reason.
Oh.
Yep.
Let's try this guy.
Ooh. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and pick up CMC now.
Oh, that's a bad idea, Tim.
I don't think so, Tim.
I'm going to pick up CMC. Wow. Ooh, bad idea, Jeans.
These top five QBs are... Well, Baker's...
Yeah, I know it's a risk, but if it pays off, yeah.
It's like, I'm not loving any of these quarterbacks, personally.
We're now at the absolute second tier of quarterbacks.
Pretty much. But second tier is still better than third tier, so, you know.
The good news is there's quite a bit of second tier players.
Mm-hmm.
And one third tier masquerading in there.
No, we're going to come back to quarterback.
James Too Many Cooks.
James Cook.
Next for the Rangers. Let's see what Joe goes. Where Joe goes. Man.
Yeah, I don't like any of this. It's just like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, Ian, I was this close to picking Jaden Daniels first. I was this close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you were.
I went safety.
Yeah, I was debating Jaden Daniels as well first round, but my receiving core is always ass. I felt I needed to at least shore that up to start, get at least a tier one there.
Yup.
Nico Collins.
Nico!
Okay, next, Kenzie is going... Where is Kenzie going to go?
That's the wrong one.
Going to go ahead and start focusing on that. No.
Plenty of options. Plenty of options.
Unless you're picking quarterback, then oof, ow, no. Owie, my bones.
Not really. Not if I have anything to say about it.
Hmm. I mean, it. Honestly, I would believe one of the players in that converse in the still available are going to do much better than they're letting on, and at least one is going to do horribly.
Let's see, the top five available. Ashton Janti, Devon Achan, Brian Thomas Jr., AJ Brown, and Drake London.
Mm.
And, oh!
And Kenzie is autoing, more or less. Oof.
Yep.
Janti off the board. Oh. And...
Devon Achan over to JB for the double.
Wow.
First Jared half, Jared Goff. Second half, T. Higgins.
Yeah.
He's playing for keeps this year.
Ryan Thomas Jr. Mm-hmm. to the freakiest football team ever.
Carl.
Terry McLaurin.
Okay. Terry.
Kenzie is on back on the clock again.
Oh, much and better
AJ?
This time.
AJ Brown. Okay.
All right.
Rangers back on the clock.
Cobra pick. Go, Pack, go.
Oh. Mm.
All right, Perm.
Just double checking buys. Okay, you're on 9. You're on 8. You're on 12. You know what? I'll start worrying about buys later. We're gonna go. Since he's the only receiver there.
Good.
I have a feeling.
All right, coming up next, the only offense on the Colts.
Jonathan Taylor.
Oh. Love it. All right, the Fighters are next on the clock.
I like how, Josh, our reasoning for picking who we picked there is basically the same thing. He's the only offense on the Colts. Here, Bowers is the only receiver on the Raiders.
Bucky Irving to the Cape Fear Ham Fighters.
That's a Bucky
Colorado myself.
Kyron Williams to the 175ers. And Trey McBride to the Scissor Runners. Well, let's see who I have here. I'm also going to go with a tight end, and I'm going to go with George Kittle.
Cedro Miedo. All right, the back and backs, Ladd McConkey. And...
Punky.
Punky.
Oh, Punky.
And Joe's connection is flakier than croissants.
Flakier than a perfectly cooked halibut.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. All right, Steven, what's your second pick?
Kind of wanted to make that reach, but I'm already starting to load up on that week.
Thirty seconds.
There are plenty of recruits out there that he is scouting, it looks like.
There we go. Drake London off the board. Curse you.
Ah, that's where he went. He went with the safe choice.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
We're not gonna
All right, Ian.
We're not going to go over the other choice.
Now, let's see where I'm going to be going here. Let's see. Oh. The other chase is on.
Richardson. I mean, Brown. And if anybody gets that ski, whoa!
All right. Linwood on the board now. Top five still available. Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Garrett Woods, and Amarion Hampton.
Why is everybody I want weak? Son of a bitch.
Okay, Linwood down to their last 35 seconds.
Yes, indeed. Running with scissors, indeed.
Running with scissors is running out of time.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
There we go. Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Rager picks up Travis Kelce.
Oh, you bastard.
All right, Joe.
I know I'm gonna be with you, so I'll take my time. Are you ready for it?
Okay, I know what I want.
Okay. Now that that bit of entertainment is over, let's do this. Homer pick!
Yes, it is.
Tar Heel, I take it?
Tar Heel in the house.
Oh, come
Omarion
on.
Hampton and Laporta goes to Stat Boys team.
Which of the two do I want? Which of the two do I want?
Yeah, I was for my tight end. I was debating between Kittle and Laporta, and I went with Kittle.
You want Shadur Sanders,
which left me to. I chose Kittle, so that opened the door for Stat Boy to take Laporta.
Get it. Hey, VRM. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, whoa!
It's bow time.
Bo Nix?
Sorry, I had to take that.
And now I have to take the entire power pick.
Boo!
DJ!
Now, seriously, that's a good pick.
Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Now it's a run on tight ends.
Mm-hmm. Of course I've got a tight end.
Ew.
Oh.
Hey, I'm the one here who's lost 95 pounds, so yeah.
Good for you.
Nice.
Yeah. Down to 157 last check.
I wish I was down to 157.
Hey, and boom.
Goddard.
Tyreek Hill, Dallas Goedert, Breece Hall, DK Metcalf, Davante Adams, all off the board.
That's the right. Careful.
We get set
okay.
to begin.
Marvin Harrison Jr. off the
now
board.
We've got to run on wide receivers now. And there were a couple of names in that list that I was avoiding for various reasons.
All right, Kenzie. Let's see who you pick.
Minute left on the board for Kenzie.
Bye, Pearl. Dog's having a cow.
The X-Man.
Veteran.
All right. Now, Do I want to trust Justin Fields or do I want to trust Baker?
Honestly, I would trust Baker.
Me too.
It's an easier division. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
Mike Evans.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and let's see here.
Oh.
Okay. That's actually good. A player on the rise.
Say Flowers. I love that pick.
Yeah. Especially if I have Lamar Jackson. If Lamar does well, Zay does well. And if Zay does well, I'm doing well.
You like that? I like this.
Yeah.
Oh!
The Njoku's wild.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson to the 175ers.
Oh, yeah. And then. Okay.
Let's see what Palmer does. Nothing like draft night where 1 minute it's quiet as a mouse and the next minute people are talking over each other.
Well, yeah. Okay.
People are shouting "fuck you" all over the place.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm not a "fuck you" sort of guy, but you know.
Yeah. Since what?
No.
Yeah.
It's about the time that someone drafted Derrick Henry when I wanted him. Damn it.
All right, Teddero and McMillan went off the board, and let's see. Who should I go with? I think it's an all rise situation because
here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Order the court.
Homer picked Jerry Jeudy.
Go!
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't pick Rashee Rice or somebody else like that.
I'm not picking.
Speaking of which, he's coming up. Which is bad news for the freakiest football team ever.
Does a burst point count if it's an auto?
No.
What?
No, but pointing and what's laughing because you're what's not here on time is.
Yeah. Ian, could you please briefly explain to everyone what a burst point is?
It's a psychological draft strategy that I have where I choose someone that I do not want to draft and I determine a pre-selected time, unbeknownst to myself, to choose when I am not sure who to pick. I start the clock and I stop it when I make a decision, and I hope that the clock does not go off, that the burst does not go off, and that compels me to pick whoever I don't want to pick.
So you're basically half-assing it, then?
Yes.
Half-assing it for the most part. And Devontae Smith.
Go!
Yet another Bama guy to Stephen Ford. Wait. If there's so many Bama guys.
Go for every pick, really.
Uh-huh. Oh, huh? That's a homer pick. The homer pick.
And yeah. Baker Mayfield gone.
Baker Mayfield. And now let's see here. I could go for some more.
Get it?
DJ Moore.
Oh, gosh. I do not. It's like, I don't want to draft this person because, you know, bye week implications. But I'm running out of time to make a decision, so.
Mm-hmm.
CJ
goes Stroud
to Palmer. And, oh, Montgomery.
Yep. All right, Joe.
The hell is that?
I have no idea.
It's David Montgomery, the Knuckles part of Sonic and Knuckles.
Oh. All right, I'm taking a risk. Not Craig, not Craig, but...
All right, Ridley. Picking him up.
It's a good one.
Cortland All Sutton right. off the board.
All right, backup QB.
Yep.
Hey, whoa, okay.
Caleb.
This way.
I think he's going to have a better year. I really do.
Who, Waddle?
Oh, Caleb Williams.
Oh. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
And they still suck!
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Another bear went off. Odunze.
Rome is burning off the board.
James Conner, Travion Henderson.
Oh, I'm on the clock. Excuse me. There's my boy.
Hey, Tucker Kraft.
He finally got Tucker Kraft, ladies and gentlemen.
Mission accomplished.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Swift and Walker. DeAndre
I was
Swift.
Very tempted to take him myself.
Now I need a flex. Now I need this. Oh, okay. All right. Shit. Okay.
DSTs are off the board. Go
America. Oh, boy.
Well, there's the DST, but
I don't even know if that was the right DST to take off.
No. No, that was not.
No, no.
Even I know that.
And followed by Mark Andrews.
Yep. Steelers off the board.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nope, that's... I'm doing something I haven't done in quite a while. I'm doing a homer pick.
Okay.
Oh, I may do a homer pick, and I hope... If you... Oh, okay, no.
I run Tracy Jr. off.
That's not the homer pick I'm thinking of, actually, but okay.
You know what? This player's always good for yardage and stuff, and yeah.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert off the board. Now...
My backup quarterback.
Over That's a good
the,
one.
Over to the Fighters.
Yep. Let's see here.
Do I want to be a nice guy or do I want to be an ass? Nice guy.
Ass.
Hey, Ian, do I want to be a nice guy or do I want to be an ass? Okay.
Oh. Thank you, DST.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Need
and here. Next. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Top five still left is Jameson Williams, Rashi Rice, but I wouldn't pick him.
Ooh. Okay.
Travis Hunter off the board. Very nice.
See, I was avoiding Hunter specifically because I'm already loading up week 8 and I really don't want to have another week 8 bye.
I hate it when you have to do the whole...
You know what sucks, man? We got to finish the draft, but I've got Quiztopia to deal with. Shit!
Well, you can play... Well, hey, I'm on cooldown, so I have time to think.
I'm not on cooldown, but it's like, do I... I can't multitask, dude!
No, you can't. Hey, you've got me, Jay. You've got me.
Yeah.
So I just need to open up a new window is all.
Yeah, the Texans DST just went off the board, and I'm also going to go off the with a DST, and I'm going to stick in the north.
Azerath, Metreon, Zinthos.
Ravens DST.
That's a good pick.
It is.
For those of you who are listening on delay, Jason and I are going to be playing Quiztopia while drafting. So if you hear Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and Delta, that's why.
Gotcha. Right. Let me pull that up.
And Jameson Williams is going to the agents.
Doobie 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 doo. Top five still on the board. Rashi Rice is suspended. George Pickens, Tony Pollard, Aaron Jones Sr., and R.J. Harvey. Oh no. Do I want to do this? I'm looking at who else is on the board, and I'm thinking to myself, do I want to be a bat? Do I want to be a jerk? I was already a jerk once. Do I want to be a jerk again?
Yes, you do. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Tyler Murray is off the board, and I'm not going to be going with the kicker this time. No, it's still kind of early.
Too early.
So
way too early.
I'm going to need one of these. Yeah, not my best pick, George Pickens, but it's a flex player.
Mm-hmm. It's not looking good for Tommy to end up with Rashee Rice, let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
And all I can say is, show up next time.
Have we ever had a full draft room?
Well, this is the closest.
This is as close as we've gotten.
Okay.
Oh, who the?
Hey, sorry, I'm dancing now.
Paul Palmer can go kiss my ass. I wanted that one.
Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, baby.
I have to finish dancing. Okay, I'm finished dancing. Alrighty.
I fucking missed you guys.
Off the board.
I'm going to go ahead and essentially gamble a little bit.
Alright.
Matthew Golden. From the Green Bay Packers.
Here's a problem Kincaid. I always have is not having a backup tight end.
Kincaid, Olave, Golden, and Evan Engram.
Okay. I'm not comfortable with this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Justin Fields off the board.
That's actually not as bad of a pick as you think.
That's not terrible.
At least for a backup QB.
There you go.
Oh no. Poor Tommy. Here it comes.
There it is.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Tommy.
Poor
Tommy.
And
by the way, Ian hit me.
Oh. Okay.
Go, Lions, go! Go, Lions, go!
What the hell was that?
Aaron Jones Sr.
Pockets of pasta, Jay.
Okay.
I don't know.
It was Lynn Loud from the Loud House, which takes place in a fictional Detroit suburb called Royal Wood. RJ Harvey, Aaron Jones Sr., and Jacoby Myers.
All right. Just to note, there are only one team left without a quarterback. Kenzie just picked up her starter. Ouch.
Hey.
Tar Heel in the house.
272. Oh, my God.
That's terrible. Hidden Blade.
Assassin's Creed, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Escreed.
Emeka Egbuka.
Delta.
Egbuka.
All right.
Okay. Oh, now I'm on the pick.
I need to get a defense. I need to get a defense now before everything gets run off.
Oh, man. Who do I want?
The Patriots.
Yeah.
I want this guy.
I was wanting the Ravens, but they went away a while ago.
Yeah, well, if only you had picked before me.
The second you started saying defense and staying in the North, I just went to my queue and just clicked the Ravens button that was queued up. They're like, well,
So all I can say is ass.
True.
True. Yes, that is true. The Labubu. Yes.
Jalen Warren and Cooper Kupp and Michael Pittman Jr. And if you think that I am not going to pick a kicker, I have just one word for you.
A little early. Oh.
There's a sound effect for that.
I was thinking wrong as in McLaughlin.
Canada is due south from Detroit.
Yeah. Chase McLaughlin, first kicker off the board.
Canada.
Alpha.
It's Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was literally just saying. Hunter Henry is off the board.
Hunter Henry.
Chase McLaughlin.
By the way, I'm not getting scores, are you?
Neither am I.
And let's see here. It's sounds like it's burst time again. I got to go with a bench player and
Adrian.
Debo, yes. Charlie.
Debo Samuel.
Okay. Top five available. Stephon Diggs, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Austin Eckler, J.K. Dobbins, and it's my turn to pick again.
Loveland went off, followed by Eckler, and that will be followed by...
Oh, I'm eighth! Okay. Holy crap!
Oh, gosh. Where do I want to go? I'll take this guy.
Just Prince, fifth. Okay.
Okay. I am going to go ahead and... Should I pick this guy? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick up this guy. J.K. Dobbins.
After Tyler Warren.
Okay.
Delta.
Defense-wise, this is a little bit of a reach. But then again, it might not have been made to account for it yet.
I thought we'd not take it, but
Packers.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Time to pick Dick or the Kicker.
Dick or the Kicker.
Dick or the Kicker. Cam Skedaboo.
Dick or the Kicker, liquor kicker, you quicker.
Followed by the Bills, DST, and Dak.
Oh, poor Tommy.
That would be ice hockey, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
And Pullman, Seahawks, DST.
And Stephon Diggs.
And Stephon
Diggs. Did I get it?
I should have.
How did I get one pick instead of two?
Got
it. I have no idea.
Oh, I got them both. Okay.
You got Keon and Seahawks.
Followed by Diggs and Godwin.
Okay.
The Colts DST was next.
Thanks, Bravo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing you knew that, because I didn't. Okay, by the way, the top five available. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Ramondre Stevenson, Javonte Williams, Caleb Johnson, and Jordan Addison, who is suspended.
Uh-oh.
And fourth.
Kyle Pitts goes off the board.
Let's see if that comes back. Probably won't come back around, but I'm going to just gamble that. Not touching that.
Right?
It has to
draft,
blood,
right?
Blood up to his head. Yes.
Jordan Mason.
Oh, come on! Come on! Wouldn't let me take it.
Jake Ferguson.
No, come on, that's not fair! I hit it!
Did you repeatedly hit it?
Yes!
That's weak. Oh, shit, it's my turn! Oh, oh, shit.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God, I don't know what to do.
Pick Shador Sanders.
No! Oh, that's a true. That's true.
Yep. Oh, I'm going to complain because I...
complain after the draft. I am out of options. Wait.
Okay.
You're also almost out of range of your mic.
Okay.
There we go.
Bye.
The Buccaneer DST.
Here tonight, answers were flying, the brains they were blazing, and the reflexes they were sharper. Masters. And now, Terry on top.
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. F you. You're cool. You're cool. F you.
Caleb Johnson.
F you. Definitely F you.
Cool.
Congratulations here, but
who ended up being the top? Jason?
Why?
You're cool.
I can hear all that in the background.
Yeah, it's fine. Just give me a minute.
I'm going to need a backup running back and JCM from the Commanders.
Okay, so top five available: Ramondre Stevenson, Javonte Williams, the suspended Jordan Addison, Juwan Jennings, and Khalil Shakir.
No, dude, Chico, I lost money on this.
Oh no.
Yeesh.
Dude, I should have been in the top 10 and they screwed me over.
Then I would send an email to the guy.
No, I'm going to Portal 1 Discord right now.
Okay.
And the agents are still on the clock with 20 seconds left. He's probably having the same problem I did. Couldn't find a position player to save his life.
Ah, Nick Chubb.
Okay, he found a position player. I think he was finding a position player because...
What round are we in? Round 12? Yeah, round 12.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting Joe and Steve confused all the time. Why?
I could not answer that for you.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to pick out recruits there. ETN! Yes. Hey. Now let's see here.
Ian?
Yes. I'm looking around to see who might go with. No, that's... You know what, I'm going to go with another tight end, Zach Ertz.
Zach, everybody hurts. Everybody hurts. Giants defense off the board.
Sometimes. Who would do something dumb like that?
The Linwood Scissor Runners.
Juwan Jennings.
Mm-hmm. I know who I want next. Hopefully they don't go off the board.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Oh, gosh. Who am I picking? Who am I picking? Oh, God. At this point, I'm just... I could pick either a kicker to round out my starters or backups. I'm definitely not picking kickers. Oh, boy. You know what? I like this pick.
Thank you!
Jaden Reed, and then comes Javonte Williams.
Well, I couldn't pick Javonte Williams anyway. I'm trying to
Brandon Aubrey.
Trying to get off of the rush right now. Trying to get off of it.
By the way, Aubrey is not a bad pick at all. He's a great kicker.
You're going to get a lot of points out of that, Verm.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, about the only position on Dallas that I would have trusted.
I wouldn't trust Dallas as far as I could throw it. Not after what happened last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going into backups now. Oh, boy.
Want me to? No. No. Absolutely not.
Back. Running back is covered. I need some more coverage in wide receiver.
Oh, hell.
Raheem Shaheed.
I found myself
off.
Saying that a lot. Okay, oh, Tommy.
Lil Shakir, Keenan Allen, Ramondre Stevenson.
Tommy's about to get another suspended player.
Jake Elliott. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Kyra. Jordan Addison.
Jordan Addison.
Oh, man. Tommy. Wow.
Yeah.
Why you do this to me, Tommy?
Tommy, if they win a game this season, I'll be genuinely surprised.
Darren Waller, Jake Bates.
By the way, no one's picking Aaron Rodgers, are they?
No.
No.
What? No.
You think? I'll pick a kick. I will pick a kicker before I pick that guy. Hell, I'll this kicker before I pick that guy. And you know how I feel about that kicker. You'll see.
I'm not picking that kicker.
Am I going to pick Aaron Rodgers?
Negative.
Negative, that's right.
I know who I'm going to be picking, I think. It's one of two. And I am picking a kicker. Note a warning, Verm. Note a warning.
So, you're the number two, but you're rated higher. How does that make any sense?
Me not know.
Well, I mean, Nico and Dalton are going to steal both your guys' targets anyway, so whatever.
Cool.
Christian Kirk.
And now I'm all about that base. About that base. No trouble.
Tyler Bass.
Yes.
Okay. I'm between two kickers right now. Two of them.
Is one absolutely racist?
Yes. I'm not picking him out of
principle. He's not on a team, though.
I'm not picking him out of principle. Whoever ends up with them, they can have him. And I will totally judge
Freakiest football team ever, more than likely.
There you go.
Bear Bear.
Not bad.
He's good, yes?
Yes, he's good.
He's good, eh?
Noot, noot.
The other X-Man, Xavier Leggett, goes to...
Deason.
And
yep.
They're in the loop, the...
By the way, was Xavier... I'm assuming Xavier Worthy got picked, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and... And for your consideration, one last wide receiver to choose. And it is...
Homer.
By the way... Homer.
By the way, that's a good
no Homer.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Homer, yeah, Adam Thielen was traded back to Minnesota.
Oh wow!
Paul Allen will be calling his name again.
Well, put it to you this way: I think JJ, the NFC North is going to be the best division in football, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay. And the fact that you've got JJ McCarthy with not one but two veteran receivers. Oh boy!
That's gonna be the NFC North's gonna be sexy. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be sexy.
It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be sexy.
And by the way, Cam Little goes to the agents.
Mason Taylor off the board.
And I'm going to go with a backup quarterback, you know, just in case Jaden Daniels falters, one more homer.
J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. Yeah.
That's actually a very, very, very good pick.
Yeah, it's a value pick at this point.
Indeed, a steal. And Cedric Tillman goes to... Palmer. Followed by Rashad White.
Okay, I need one of those. Just to round things out. Okay. And I'm going to go play the lottery.
Hank Bigsby, Jaden Higgins.
Jaden Higgins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Need to play that lottery because otherwise, yeah, hopefully I, you know, hit the Powerball in this one.
Oh, I have two. Who took the... Oh,
I got
who took
my
the,
tickets.
Who took...
Zach Charbonnet was...
Somebody took somebody that I wanted.
So
oh,
this
it's
point,
yeah. All right. Oh yeah, look at went to Joe Rager.
Let's see who do I have. Okay. So no Niners, gotcha.
Wait. Oh, Monday. Oh, damn it, Joe.
Yeah, and. And
no,
Tua
the other Joe.
Oh,
Tua goes to Kenzie's team, and I have completely retired the Hawk Tua soundbite. That's not coming back to the soundboard.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah,
light. No,
there's a 16th round. I thought there were how many rounds are there?
Nope, 15th, and of 16, we've got two rounds to go.
15th now, we got two rounds to go.
Somebody Will Lutz, Pat Freiermuth, Rashad Bateman, Jerome Ford, Harrison Butker.
Racist!
Ha!
Racist!
Once again. Yeah.
You
Tom.
Tommy, why?
Tommy. Rookie mistake, I guess. Take it from someone who had a rookie mistake himself when he did not start a kicker in one of my... games in the first season. My bye week kicker. I had a kicker on bye. And mm-hmm. there goes Darius Slayton.
Let me pick a backup QB now.
Yep.
Oh my.
All right. Hmm? So who are you picking up there, Vern?
We're going backup defense.
Yep. And the answer is, well, same.
How about those Chiefs?
They're okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I am going...
They're not the Bengals who suck eggs.
You know what?
But, hey.
I'm going with a guy who, let's be honest, is due for a adequate season.
Bryce Young.
He's too short. No! Too short. He's too damn short.
Hmm.
Getting it. Getting while they're getting it.
Rager with the Rams DST. Bah.
Bah.
Play it.
Bah.
Mm-hmm. Bah, 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 bah.
Bah.
Bah, bah, bah. Bah. Josh Downs.
Oh, my. There was a malfunction with the...
Somebody picked Josh Come On Downs.
Yeah, a little late on that. A little late. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks late on that.
Well, next time.
Yeah, it was Josh Downs. Yeah. Yeah. Dobbs, Cardinals, DST, Chiefs, DST, Bryce Young, and the Rams, DST. Sometimes the soundboard's got a mind of its own. A mind of its own. Yeah. All right, time is up the 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And at this juncture, I could hardly blame them.
All right, Chris, who you got?
And that is...
Cardi.
Cardi.
Super Mario Cardi.
Cardi.
Indeed, and I think I'm going to have to go with a backup, DST.
Da Bears.
All right, and now for Steven's last two picks.
Not too many recruits left to choose from.
Nope, but the teams are going to be really stacked this year. Really
yes,
stacked.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Luther Burden the third?
Luther Burden the third.
And now, and Amari Cooper.
Like you're, I thought that was a loop in the third joke, but then I took a look at the name. It's like, oh,
yeah, Ian, your last.
My last pick is going to be a backup kicker. Well, he's going to be out for the first 4 weeks, and who knows? Maybe he'll be back by week 9. Jason Sanders.
Jason Sanders, Michael Penix Jr. Oof.
Champs are back on the board. And
Chris what? Boswell.
God damn it! Oh, well. What was my Okay, there you go.
Alright, and you just picked Matt Gay. Alright, I am gonna go gamble a little
better
bit.
Gay, better gay than a racist.
I am also going to go gambling a little bit.
Brandon Ayuk. Brandon McManus.
I understand that reference.
Granted, your gamble is not as bad as my gamble.
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown should be all right.
Yeah, he,
Britton Strange.
I was actually looking at both of them, but you got to Hollywood first.
Yep.
E-hop. The Niners.
Freaky. And that's it. Dalton Schultz is that's the last pick.
Dalton Schultz is Mr. Irrelevant in this draft.
This draft.
So we have 11 really. So we have 11 really good teams and Tom.
Yes, indeed.
Which is
sad
because I respect him.
We all love Tom.
Yeah. He's going to get his ass blasted repeatedly this season.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes. And for the
bye week or something.
And for the record, my first picks were Rashee Rice, Aaron Rodgers, Shedeur Sanders, and.
Yep.
Harrison Butker. And.
Thank
Tucker
God.
And.
Well, thank God the burst point didn't happen.
Yeah.
There was a lot of time on the burst clock this time around. It was 83 seconds, so plenty of time to make a choice, so I wouldn't have to fall victim this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's it. That's all we got this tonight. We're back on Thursday with the selection show and the prediction show, and I guess we're gonna talk more about that. You're done, son. Oh, Dallas, you idiots. Jerry Jones, you idiot. Anyway, we're gonna talk about all of that, and. Just don't forget, follow us on all social media at 5and1net. That's the number 5andoneNET, where we talk about everything on the network, NAWC, the BS, WLTI. Again, Ian's got the
pigskin post.
Yeah, the pigskin post. Thank you.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll be recapping this fantasy draft in week one of college, week two of high school football, and I'll have some more to mention on Tuesday's show. Man, judging by this is going to be a fairly odd year for me as far as fantasy is concerned, but at least I got some good at least I got some good picks there. I'll see you Tuesday night.
That was for that joke, by the way. No. And of course, It Was a Thing on TV.com, home of the It Was a Thing on TV podcast network. Please do check that out. And JVG, got anything you want to plug while you're here? I guess not. Okay. Anybody else?
North American Wrestling Connection, sure thing. Of course.
I would have.
Oh, go ahead.
Plug my quiz gig. But I lost it because the owners didn't like me. Screw them. But I am still on the Geeks Who Drink. Roster. Hopefully I'll get a new gig soon. Probably not, because Saturday, Sundays are the only days I have off. So basically, yeah.
Well,
hopefully. And JVG, here's hoping that you get revenge after that collapse last year. Put last year out of your head.
Yeah.
Focus on this year. Try to
get back and stay in contention all throughout, right?
Yep.
We'll do our best.
Good luck, JVG. You'll need it week one.
I know.
Be nice.
Hey, I'm facing him.
Yeah, 99 good pulls out of 100, and you end up with the stroker.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds dirty. Anyway, we are... we're out of here. From all of us here at 5 and 1, JVG, JB, BRM, Statboy, Ian, I'm Chico. Week 1 is Thursday, and we will talk about it on Tuesday on the BS Big Show. From us to you, our time's up. We thank you for yours. Enjoy the football!
First boy! Foosball!
Football is a sport.